Following the Civil War, baseball began to be a sport that was beloved by America, played in a park where the goal was to go home. But in the jargon of the day, someone asked an umpire, "How do you do your job?" And he said quite succinctly in the jargon of his day, "Sums is balls and sums is strikes, but they ain't nothing until I calls them." In your life, you will get a lot of pitches. People will throw many things at you. People will call you many names. People will have many opinions about you. But none of them are anything until you decide to accept it. Behind me, we have the icon of Our Lady, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Did you ever think about what opinions people had of her? The woman after whom Los Angeles is named. The full name of Los Angeles is what? Our Lady, Queen of the Angels, because she is higher than the angels. What was the opinion? Do you remember when she was engaged to Joseph and she was with child from the Holy Spirit? Joseph said what? "I got to get rid of this woman. She claims that an angel appeared to her in the Holy Spirit and she conceived the child. It's not my baby." And as a noble man, he said, "I have to dismiss her quietly until an angel appeared to her." And all the people of the village talked about her. And when her child was born, they had to flee to Egypt, the place where the Jews were slaves and had left. What kind of opinion did the Egyptians have about her? Didn't we get rid of these people? Didn't we lose soldiers because of them? Why are they back here? And when she came to Nazareth, people continued to whisper, "Why did they have to go to Egypt? They must have done something wrong." And when her son was preaching and the Pharisees and the Sadducees wanted to kill him, remember, they also wanted to kill Lazarus. And maybe they wanted to kill Mary, the mother of a traitor who was crucified on a tree. He must have done something wrong. And so to the end of her life as a widow, this woman, who we call higher than the angels, was thought of as a loser, a traitor, and the mother of a man who was executed by the government of his day. Yet she was holy. And in today's gospel, it is not the opinion of people about you, but you, in reality who you are, that determines who you are. In conclusion, humility is the beautiful virtue that gives us the ability to tell the truth about ourselves. Remember the word sincere. In the old days when people used to do statues, when they cut off the nose by accident or the ear, they would fill in the gaps with wax. And so when you bought a statue that was defective and the sun came out, pieces of the statue would be melting away. So the real artist would say, "My sculpture is without wax, sincero, sincere." We should be sincere. Don't look at what people say about you, except if it's true. Accept the truth, good or bad, so that you can become better. You will be thrown many balls and many strikes, but nothing what people say about you will make any difference until you say, "This is who I want to be." Slava Isusu Christu.